Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 14th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and science. But first, you'll be interested to know 145 years ago, today, in 1879, German-American physicist Albert Einstein, one of the most creative intellects in human history, known for his groundbreaking theories of relativity, was born in Ulm, Germany. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 37 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:50, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:55. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 59 and calm wind. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m. and increasing clouds with a low around 42. Chance of precipitation is 30% with new rain amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be around 9 a.m. with a high tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday sees likely showers, especially before 9 a.m., under cloudy skies with a high near 49 degrees. The evening could bring more showers with a 40% chance and a low around 39. The weekend lightens up with partly to mostly sunny days, highs creeping to 51 degrees and sporadic showers, particularly on Sunday when wind pick up, gusting to 28 mile per hour. Nights stay cloudy with lows around 39, tapering to 38 by Sunday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Red Jacket Resorts, a prominent hotel chain in Cape Cod, has announced a significant renovation project with a $40 million investment targeting 3 of its 5 properties. This extensive upgrade, to be completed by May 2024, aims to modernize 397 rooms, dining outlets, lobbies, meeting spaces, pools, and beachfront amenities. The renovation is part of an effort to enhance the guest experience while maintaining the charm of Cape Cod. Each resort will get a unique identity through distinct interior design choices. Despite the comprehensive updates, the management intends to keep room rates competitive, emphasizing their commitment to providing value to both new and returning guests. Now on to sports. The Indianapolis Colts have secured quarterback Joe Flacco on a one-year contract worth up to $8.7 million, with a guaranteed $4.5 million. Following a notable season with the Cleveland Browns, where Flacco was named NFL Comeback Player of the Year, he will now bring his experience to the Colts. Despite his preference to remain with the Browns, Flacco's move positions him likely as a backup to Anthony Richardson, the Colts' young quarterback who faced a shoulder injury last season. Flacco's signing comes after a season where he impressively turned his temporary stint with the Browns into a playoff appearance, signaling his potential value to the Colts' roster. And in more trade news, Calvin Ridley and the Tennessee Titans have struck a surprising deal with a 4-year, $92 million contract, defying expectations amidst rumors linking Ridley to the New England Patriots. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reports that the agreement includes $50 million guaranteed. This move comes after Ridley's tenure with the Jacksonville Jaguars, where he showcased his resilience and capability despite past challenges, including a gambling suspension and mental health concerns. This contract places Ridley among the top-paid receivers, raising questions about the Titans' strategy, given their apparent shift towards rebuilding and the age profiles of key players. No sports in Boston last night, but tonight the Celtics are at home taking on the Suns, and the Bruins are on the road in Canada to play the Canadiens. In top news, using tap water for nasal rinsing, such as with neti pots, can actually lead to dangerous infections. The CDC warns against the common misconception that tap water is sterile. Despite being safe for drinking and cooking, tap water contains microorganisms that can be harmful when introduced to sensitive areas like the sinus cavities. Research found instances where people developed life-threatening amoeba infections after using tap water in nasal rinses. The CDC advises using boiled, sterile, or distilled water for such practices, especially among those with weakened immune systems, to prevent severe outcomes like encephalitis, a condition with a high fatality rate. In business news, Coinbase Global stock has seen remarkable growth, quintupling since last June, driven by the cryptocurrency boom and the adoption of digital assets by financial institutions and advisors. Despite regulatory challenges, Coinbase's diverse revenue streams, beyond just trading fees, are seen as key growth drivers. Analysts believe the platform will benefit from the broader crypto ecosystem's expansion, including Bitcoin ETFs, which have seen record inflows. While some express caution over the high valuation and regulatory uncertainties, the momentum behind Coinbase and cryptocurrencies suggests potential for further gains. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now up to $73,000. Ethereum is at $4,000. And Solana is $167. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Keurig is introducing a groundbreaking innovation in the coffee industry with their new K-Rounds, a 100% compostable coffee pods designed for the upcoming Keurig Alta Brewer. Set for beta testing later this year and aiming for a 2025 release, these plant-based pods represent a significant step towards sustainability, addressing the environmental concerns associated with traditional plastic coffee pods. The K-Rounds offer versatility in coffee brewing, capable of making espresso, regular, and iced coffee, thanks to their specialty grinds and sizes. However, to use these eco-friendly pods, consumers will need to purchase the new Keurig Alta, as existing machines are incompatible. And in entertainment news, Venom 3, now titled Venom: The Last Dance, had its release date moved up to October 25th, ahead of the initially scheduled November 8th. This update comes as a surprise, especially after production pauses due to the actors' and writers' strikes. However, the film quickly resumed shooting following the resolution of the strike, similar to Deadpool and Wolverine. Plot details remain tightly under wraps, maintaining Marvel's tradition of secrecy, though there's speculation about a multiverse theme linked to Tom Hardy's appearance in Spider-Man: No Way Home. Amid concerns following the underperformance of Madame Web, Sony's scrutiny on the new Venom is heightened, given the previous successes of the Venom series. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of Einstein's birthday, we'll hear a quote from the genius himself. He said, "The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science." And that's a wrap for this morning. Remember to stay tuned tomorrow for more news and updates. Have an amazing day, my good friends.